Hey guys, it's me, Eric, from In Poor Taste, and I've got a yak back here recording Sean and Eric. He came down to change the show, and it's just listen.
Look, the only listener has spoken, and if you think you're going to stick around, I mean, your name's going to have to change, first
Look,
of all.
Look, man, whatever it takes, this is all I got going for me right now.
Of course this is all you got, I know that.
I got that fucking sick cat. I got fucking nothing going on. I need a fucking...
You can't even do any kind of work to your car. I mean, I'm sure you and Eric have destroyed that.
Dude, it's probably fucked. I know. Look, I need to stick around. What are we going to take? I mean, what's going to take for me to stick around here?
Oh, changing your name to Derek, for one,
is
going to be
changing my
first.
Name to Derek?
I mean, yes.
What?
Legally,
are you kidding me?
What are you talking about?
He's going to change his name?
That's some bullshit. Why do I have to do that? I don't understand.
The show's name is... Quit being a Derek with Eric and Eric, so I can't have a Sean being a Derek.
Yeah, but I'm not being a
Am
Derek.
Am I gonna be a
being
Derek?
Sean.
Well, you're always gonna be a Derek.
Oh, dude, that's fucking
keep my
harsh.
Name.
All right, look, fine. If that's what it's gonna take, change my name. You know, did you have
this
other ideas for the show,
suck.
Or is it basically just gonna be the same?
Well, it's gonna be my show. That's the premise of the show. That's what it's gonna be.
Okay, well, I guess so. I mean, we can't afford to lose all of our listenership. So I guess this
well,
is
you
gonna
have one listener, so
yeah,
we're gonna lose it.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you, dick?
All right, man. Well,
what the fuck are you doing over there,
what?
Eric?
What?
What the
fuck?
What the fuck is... What the fuck is this?
It's a fucking talk boy.
No.
Who
it's
the
it's a yak bag.
You have a fucking talk boy in your
no,
hand.
No, the guy told me it was a yak bag. Buddy, it says talk boy right on it.
Fuck.
It's one that looks like a fucking
is it a
cord.
Talk boy?
This is a fucking talk boy. I had a talk boy
fuck.
When I was like 8 years old.
The guy ripped me. I really wanted a yak back.
What the fuck are you doing recording? All right.
Well, I was sneaking around trying to record Eric just in case he did something like illegal and I could turn him in or something.
All right. Well, do you guys, I guess we'll just get started on the podcast.
Is he going to be here?
Yeah,
oh,
he's the Eric. He's the
I'm
second.
The Eric.
Oh.
The show
Do I
is,
have to change my name?
Eric, I haven't decided if you're going to stick around or not. I think we're just going to probably scrap everyone and bring new people in. But for now, I guess I can give you a shot, seeing as that your name is already Eric. I already got to change one person's name.
I guess it would save money.
Yeah. J-Pro is going to be gone, though. I've got my own guy coming in.
Okay. All right, well, let's start it, I guess. Can I have my talk boy back?
No, this is my talk boy. All right, welcome back to Quit Being a Derek with Eric and Eric. I'll be your host, Eric. I have with me today two guys that you probably know from a very, very shitty titled show, In Poor Taste. I guess that actually, you know what, now that I think about it, it actually was a good name for what they were doing. So today I have with me Eric Driscoll, as you've known from In Poor Taste.
Hi.
And also, we have Derek here. How you doing, Derek?
Hi, guys. How the fuck do you welcome somebody back to the beginning of a podcast?
You know what? This is my show now. I'll do what I want.
Right. Hey. Let's take it easy, guys. We can make this work.
This is actually Sean, but he made me change my name to Derek.
What did I say? Your name is Derek now. Right. You don't.
I would suggest that you don't say your... Wait, I guess Derek is your real name now because you had it...
Yeah.
Legally changed, right?
Yeah, I had it legally changed.
I followed you guys down to the courthouse, and
I saw you. You were
no,
the
you
fuck...
didn't.
You...
Yeah, we saw you with that fucking talk boy.
I thought it was a yak back at the time, but
keep insisting that.
Yeah.
That's pretty dumb of me, isn't it?
So what's going on? What's different then? Here?
Well, first of all, let's just start off with the new producer. Swing it over to the producer.
Yeah, who is this creepy guy?
Say hello.
Yeah.
Hello, fellas. How are you?
I have watched him.
What's his
stare
name?
At my crotch cumber.
You didn't introduce us properly.
I'll let him introduce himself.
Yeah, this is Frankford.
Frankford.
Yeah, I'm Jazzy Frank. And
Jazzy Frank.
Jazzy Frank.
Looking at this equipment, it's beautiful. It's spectacular indeed.
Yeah,
I can see his pants are getting a little tight.
That's one thing the only listener did.
They're no way tighter than Sean's pants. I mean,
the crotch cumber.
Hey guys, I gotta stop you real quickly. I'm just looking at this setup and I'm wowed by it. I really am. I'm feeling it.
All right,
it's really getting me.
Well, that's the
Eric
new that's the new equipment,
in.
Obviously.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
We don't
have money.
What did you do with our stuff?
Garbage. Just
you didn't even sell it.
You can't sell things that are worth nothing.
Hey, it worked.
Well, that is true. We had a Casio keyboard in here. It was pretty bad.
What'd you do with J-Pro? Because he's a pretty sensitive guy.
It's better than a haunted boombox.
Don't worry about J-Pro. He's gone.
Yeah.
Like gone forever? And this creepy guy stared at my crotch all day?
You're asking too many questions, Eric. Do you want to be gone too? I can find another Eric.
No, I'm fine. I'm all class here.
Well, class, okay. Well, that's the way you dress with class. I mean, me and the producer over here are wearing nice suits, and you guys are wearing... Is that pajama pants, Eric?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I couldn't find my jeans because my wife wasn't home.
Mine are technically also pajama pants that look like jeans.
Like those Spanx?
I think those are Spanx.
They're those... I also have khakis.
They highlight your crotch cumber very nicely, though.
I don't understand crotch cumber.
It's biz cash.
Biz cash.
Yeah, the crotch cumber is purely for comfort purposes.
Or for micro penis.
And for micro penis purposes.
Yes. Extension.
Yeah. It helps.
All right, let's get back to it here.
Registered trademark.
Okay, so Derek, we went down to the courthouse the other day so you could change your name.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell everybody how you spelled Derek?
You made me spell it D-A-R... I-K? Was that it? Derek?
You don't even know how to spell your own name.
D-R-E-K. Well, it's his D-A-R-E-K. New name, dude.
I mean, come...
It's spelled D-A-R-E-K.
Oh, God, that's terrible. Derek.
Well...
That sounds like a classy alien name.
It's better than your old name. You like that stuff? Just leave it at that. You spelled that weird anyways.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I don't know if it's better, but it's my old name, my ex-name...
Yes.
Excuse me, guys. This is the producer.
Yeah.
Producer James here.
Man. I thought it was Frankfurt.
Always interrupt.
Well, you know.
I thought it was Jazzy
His
Frank.
Name is James Frankfurt. He goes by his last name. He's very classy.
I've just been Jazzy Frankfurt. I've just been so overwhelmed. I'm just looking at this Kawasaki 720-472, and it's beautiful.
His pants look like they're going to explode.
It's a Kawasaki 720-472i.
Yes. The I stands for I'm spectacularized.
What the fuck?
It's fucking classy.
I mean, look,
where did this Jazzy Frank come from, dude?
Hey,
he must be from Detroit.
He is probably one of the best producers in the Pittsburgh area.
He doesn't even know how to do a thumbs up or a thumbs down like J-Pro used to do.
He's moving the levels.
That's all
J-Pro
knew. That's all he did was a thumb up, thumb down.
Well, we didn't have a microphone. We were gonna get him one.
Yeah, you brought in these microphones.
And look how easy it was for me to get microphones. We have four microphones, professional setup, sound studio. You can already tell the sound's better.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I didn't just spend $2,000 for nothing.
I mean, I might get used to the Derek name, too. I will say it's a bit of an improvement.
All right.
You might get laid.
Let's keep this moving on. We're getting
Derek.
We're getting bogged down here.
It's weird seeing a producer not laying on the ground from the short headphone cable and playing a Casio keyboard with his
bare toes. I think he has a better chair than I do.
I'm actually using the Casio keyboard as my cup holder.
Oh, that's actually... I mean, that's offensive.
He could have just let...
That thing is a...
Heirloom. Family heirloom.
It's a classic. You can't just put it fucking...
My great-grandfather played that.
And what are you drinking,
keyboard.
Dude? That looks like
a white
Russian.
There's only three buttons on that thing that even work. I think the rest of them are just, like, stuck together.
Well, let's get to the important issue here. He's got a white Russian with a pickle spear in it.
Oh, that's weird.
That's the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
He's a classy guy, again. We do.
Oh, that's so strange. He's got the pickle spear hollowed out, and he's using it as a straw.
Yes, most of my ancestors are actually Serbian.
All right, see, I don't know what that means.
That didn't make any sense. Again, we're getting...
Don't look him directly in the eyes.
We're getting off track here. All right, let's talk about the news. And Derek, what do you got for me?
All right, let me see here.
Enthusiasm, please.
Hang on, pull out the news.
Act like you want to be here.
This is some. It just takes him.
I know. That's,
yeah.
I'm trouble with it.
I'm used to it. Believe me.
Let him.
Someone's cat got caught in a fucking tree. That's the news. That's our news today.
Okay, that's it. All right, Derek, you're not reading news anymore. Eric, go ahead.
No, all right, I can do it. Good. All right.
You got one more shot.
Dog steals car and goes on a GTA style rampage. Three were annoyed. 12 mildly confused. What the fuck? All right, let's see what the next one says. Man finds deer smoking crack. Man joins deer smoking crack. Police discover a man was just high on crack.
Did you get this? Did you get the
I
news?
I don't think these are real.
I think you got them from The Onion. I really... I
don't know where they came from, but these don't... These are just written on a piece of paper on a Post-it note, and I don't think they're real. These are not real.
Yeah, I don't think that's... I think somebody just made that up.
That can't be real. It doesn't sound real.
Eric, do you know anything about that?
Yeah, what the fuck is this?
I wrote them.
Yeah, you just handed me these. You wrote these and
handed these to me. You're not just supposed to write news.
Yeah.
You're supposed to actually...
The fuck year is this?
Well...
Real news.
See, I didn't actually want to... See, I'd never do any prep work for the other show.
Well, that's why it sucks.
So, I just didn't want to do it, basically. So,
hey, only listener, dude, you better fucking step it up because your game is weak right now.
This is
pretty bad. That's what we did. We changed the show so we could do some fucking news. That's what we did.
Well, we're gonna do a bunch of other things.
Educational.
Okay, yeah. So we're going to move it on here, Derek.
Yeah.
You and Eric decided you were going to try to play a mechanic in the past 24 hours or so.
So you're going to go personal.
Of course we're going to go personal. What else are we going to talk about here? This is a podcast about what I want to talk about.
Let the topic roll.
All right. So Derek, mm-hmm. You know, you guys tried to do something that pretty much any trained monkey could achieve. In about 2 to 3 hours. Hey,
in our defense, we weren't trained.
Also,
well, obviously,
trained monkeys are hard to find.
That's true. It takes a lot of time.
They're not like they're at the zoo.
All right, so we got the alternator out after much travail. Got all these new tools down at the Advance, and we come back, and we finally get the alternator out. We take it down, come back. We finally get the other alternator. Try to get it into the car. It doesn't fit. So I bang on it with a hammer, and then it fits, and then now the bolt won't go in. So you're saying it's not really newsworthy.
Are you saying you can't get it in the hole?
Yeah, the bolt is too big to go in the hole.
Okay, so that's a common problem I have.
Fellas, this is the producer. #anal.
Oh my god!
What
the fuck just happened?
All right, he's good, but he's weird. All right, let's just keep it moving.
At least he's up on social media.
Well. He's up on a lot of things.
I was just in the bathroom, and I think he was looking over the stall while I was pooping.
That's so creepy.
I'm not sure.
#hashtag spectator.
Oh, my
okay.
God.
What? That confirms
no,
it.
No, okay.
Well, at least we're moving into social media.
I mean, we're moving in a direction, at least. I mean, this is, this is by far way better than whatever poor taste you were doing
certainly
before.
It certainly is a direction. I don't know if it's the right direction. I guess, you know.
Well, Derek, you really don't really have a choice in what direction we go.
Yeah,
and
I was
going to
say.
This isn't your podcast.
I was going to say it's all for the listener, but it is literally the only listeners here in the room now, so. And that's you.
Yeah,
so
I mean, there's really nobody is going to listen to this episode. So
yeah, literally, because you're in it.
Yeah. I never really thought about that when I decided to do this.
I have a question.
We kind
of
lost
all of
our
have my hand up.
By doing this.
I have a question, sir.
Yeah, go ahead, whatever.
How much do I get to talk?
As much as I let you. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, whatever you want, sir.
That's the way I like to hear it. I wish Derek could...
kiss ass.
I wish Derek had a little bit more... appreciation
yeah,
for what
well,
I'm doing
name
here.
You. He didn't rename your name to.
I didn't
Dog
say
Rack.
I was going
to
pay you.
What?
The producer and myself are going to get paid from the sponsors I brought on.
You've been fooled.
That's fuck. Me, fellas. I'm getting paid. I'm the producer.
Right, this creepy asshole is getting paid, and I'm not.
He's over there.
I mean, I never was getting paid from Sean, but
I'm making a lot of money.
Why do you have a vapor pen? He's got a hollowed-out stuffed rabbit that he shoved a vapor pen in, and he vapes straight from the rabbit's asshole.
I think that's what they do in Lawrenceville.
He is
that's
from
like hip
he is from Larrytown.
Larrytown.
I don't see how that has any bearing, but anyway.
Hipsters, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, you do see the tightness of his jeans.
Well, we've...
He's definitely...
Dude, he also has a horse hide stretched in one of those like things that they cure the hides on. I don't know why he would have a horse hide, so he's into, like, killing horses or something?
My grandmother was African Indian.
What does that have to do with anything?
I hate this guy. He's so creepy.
Okay, he's a little weird, but at the same time,
he's
better than J-Pro. At least he can talk.
His grandmother, this is adoptive grandmother, because he's pasty He's like translucent.
He's like the color of paper.
You can see his veins on his forehead.
Okay, most gingers are pale skin, so, I mean, what do you want from him?
How do you know he's a ginger? He doesn't have any hair. Did you see his pubes?
Fellas, this is the producer. My father was a gingerbread man.
That doesn't mean...
What?
Anything. What is going on here?
All right, I'm losing it here. I mean, it's still, again, this is still better than in poor taste, but, you know... It's not that much better. I'll be honest there. I'm kind of losing interest, to be honest.
Yeah.
And I mean, I probably have maybe 10 more minutes in me before I just completely give up on this, and I'll probably just start my own podcast where it's just me. That way, I can talk about what I want to talk about and not what you guys want to talk about.
Guys, this is Bruce. Can I come with you?
You're coming with me, of course.
Bruce.
Yes.
You are.
I am so confused. James Frankfurt Bruce the Third.
No, actually, it's Frankincense and Myrrh, Incorporated.
This guy can't even pin him down on a name.
I don't know if I can do this anymore.
Yeah, this is ridiculous.
I'm just scared about this guy. I want to go get a PFA against him.
Right? I don't appreciate the aggression from you.
Dude, just drink your White Russian with your weird pickle
straw. Does anybody
have
any Kahlua?
I have plenty of Kahlua. That's what I'm paying you in. I never told you what I was paying you in, but it will be in Kahlua.
Oh, he just fucks everyone. What a dick.
I don't know, man. In this case, I think he's pretty into it.
Oh.
It seems like he's into it. I don't know if you got a crotch cumber going, but...
Is it okay if I use this cucumber I found as my straw?
No,
Sean, that's your crotch cumber.
No, I know it smells like a pickle because of all the...
It smells like it has vinegar on it.
Well,
because Sean doesn't clean his balls very well,
weeks
but...
of use... in my defense, but here's the thing. You need to...
Okay, that's it. We're talking about what I want to talk about. You guys are boring me. So everybody already knows, since Derek and Eric have already talked about me so much, seeing as that I am the only listener.
The only listener.
So everybody knows already I like disc golf.
That's true.
I was out today. I was out yesterday.
Yep.
Of course, Eric and Derek weren't able to come because, like I had already said, they were trying to play mechanic. So, you know, I had a good round, of course, as I always do. A friend of mine...
Yeah, how long have you been playing, by the way?
Like, I don't know, four
One
months.
Year?
Not even. Four
not
months.
Not even a full year yet, and he's already better than us.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say better wouldn't even be the right term to use.
Wow.
I think amateur would be the level that you play at. Maybe that's even being a little bit too generous.
This would be my... Harsh. What was... This is my third year, right?
Yeah, it is... This would probably be my 12th year.
Hmm.
Well.
Hi, this is the producer. This is my 14th year.
You disc golf?
Producing or disc golfing?
Of everything.
Oh, my God. He's 14 years old, dude.
Oh.
Why has he got a white
Yeah, why is he 14 years old?
I thought he seemed young.
He doesn't actually know what a year is. So I think he's 28, maybe. I think maybe he's kind of...
Slovenia.
Like leap year or something?
I was born during the leap year, the 17th leap year.
There you go, see? Of course, I was right again.
So he's 14 times 4 years old? That's 56.
I think math is different in Siberia.
That's 56.
Serbia.
I don't appreciate it.
Sorry.
56 years old, guys.
He looks good, though, for 56. I'll give him that.
He looks like a 14-year-old. That's so weird. He only aged at the speed of a 14-year-old.
Benjamin Button.
I don't use deodorant.
And he's wearing lederhosen.
I knew I smelled shit and just nasty.
And just like always, we're going off topic again because you guys want to continue
totally
to do...
It's totally off topic. We got a man-child sitting here in lederhosen drinking a fucking White Russian
using
out of
Sean's
pickle straw. You're
crotch
over here
cumber.
Making changes to this podcast that even you don't like, so you're losing listenership the same way we were. It's all fucking... This is all just a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah, this is going to implode
bullshit.
Into a
we
shit
got
cloud.
Fake fucking news stories.
All right, Bruce, let's go to a commercial. I can't stand to look at
this
them anymore.
This is the producer. My name's Bruce. We're going to a commercial.
Bruce.
Bye.
What is that humming noise?
After suffering from sweaty balls for many years, I had Winfield's air conditioning unit installed in my underwear. This unit provides a steady stream of cooled air to your sweaty sack.
My balls are always stinky and sweaty. I've gotta go!
Hey man, where are you going?
To my AC professional!
Winfield's air conditioning underwear. Feel that breeze.
Chill your balls.
Feel that breeze.
Winfield brings you to your knees.
Ow, my dick tip!
That's Winfield's air-conditioned underwear. All rights reserved, patent pending. And welcome back to Quit Being a Derek with Eric and Eric. Guys, how you doing over there? You seem a little quiet.
Sorry, I gotta turn off my cell phone here.
I'm professional always.
I was watching Sean play on his phone.
Yeah, my bad. Oh. I guess I'm doing all right.
We did have something we wanted to share with you. So I know it's been tough today trying to wrangle us and... And basically, we just want to bury the hatchet, you know? And we wanna stay aboard this mystery vessel on this journey with you. So...
Yeah, this wild, crazy journey.
Yeah, we own the sky, you know?
On the starship, Quit Being a Derek with Eric and Eric.
Mm-hmm. Well, sounds more like it. But you know what? Honestly, I think I've had my fill of this.
Well, here, we want to give you...
All right, here. Just take this beer.
It's a token of our...
Token of our appreciation.
Sort of an olive branch.
It's the least you could do. I mean, right. Literally the least.
Yeah.
I don't think there could be anything less that you could do for me.
That's a little harsh.
Well,
it's good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Gluten-free. Doesn't taste gluten-free.
It's not.
What?
I added extra gluten to that beer.
You're fucking kidding me.
It was the only way that we thought we could get rid of you.
All right, let's go, Kevin. We got to get out of here.
I can come with you?
You're coming with me.
Yay.
All right. Yeah, it worked.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here, you two. That's it.
Fuck you, Sean.
You got to go. You got to both of you get the fuck out of
here.
Yeah,
get out.
That's right, Sean. That's my new name. My new old name.
Welcome back. Well, technically, no. Remember, you...
Eric, you're dead to me.
Well, I can accept that. You're a dick. Get out of here.
Fuck you guys, I'm out of here.
The 2015 Monster Craft Rally. With appearances from Knot Knitter, Widow Paster, Crochet Fire, Wild Weaver, and Grave Crafter. We have many events, including Hell in a Handbasket, dueling scrapbooking, also full contact basket weaving, featuring glass blowing for toddlers. Cheer on your kids in the new Hot Glue Gun Tag Challenge, and the new face painting paintball, BYOB childcare at request. Park at your own risk. Sunday. You'll pay for the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge. June 16th, 2015, at the Pickle Coliseum.
Your results may vary. All proceeds benefit the proceeder. Children under 12 not prohibited. Grandmother's approval not a guarantee. Void where applicable by state or municipal law. Pickle Coliseum not responsible for found craft items. Must be tall to enter.
Casadoro Brothers. Hello, I'm a Giorgio Casadoro. This is my brother.
Fativa.
Hello. Come on down with your family jewels. Fativa and I will take a special care. And if they are the right size, you put them through a hole in the wall and we can polish them for you.
That's us.
Down at Casadoro Brothers, we beat off the competition with our low, low price.
That's us.
Casadoro Brothers.
That's us.
Southeast, Pittsburgh.
Hello and welcome.
Welcome to In Poor Taste.
It is now and again In Poor Taste.
Yep. Well, the once and future In Poor Taste. And I gotta tell you, Eric, it feels good to be back.
Yes.
Feels great.
Can I legally call you Sean?
You not legally, but let's just do that. Let's just go with it.
Okay. So you have to go down to the courthouse next week and change your name again, right?
Yeah, but the problem is that's gonna cost more money than we have in the budget now that we lost our funding. And basically, yeah, I'm just gonna have to keep it.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought I overheard at a party that you can only do it one time a year, so you'd have to have Derek for a year.
Well, you know what? Even after a year, I don't think we'll have the money to reverse it. So let's just call me Sean as a nickname. My name's Derek, but my nickname is Sean.
Okay. Well, welcome to In Poor Taste, where we are definitely in poor taste.
Yeah, no more of this pretend fucking
no. We're not
radio
puppets.
Voices.
Get your hand out of my ass.
No more.
I'm not an ass
overlord.
Puppet.
Yeah, no more overlord looking down, breathing down our necks.
Mm-hmm.
We poisoned him with some gluten.
Breathing with
we
some,
sent him
some stinking
packing
gluten-free breath.
Yeah, yeah, and his weird fucking producer who. I could not get a handle on what his name was. Did they say Kevin on the way out?
Well, I thought it was Frankfurt.
It started
Bruce.
Out with Frankfurt or Frankfurter, and then it was Bruce.
Frankenstein.
And then it was Frankenstein's Merd Emporium, something like that. It didn't make any sense.
I was really confused. I couldn't keep my back turned to him because I think he was going to try to squirt mayonnaise on me. I don't know why.
Dude, but here's the thing. What was weird to me is as soon as they left, you went over and finished that White Russian through that pickle straw. That was a little creepy that you'd finish that off like that so quickly, too.
Mm. Hopefully he's not driving.
What do you call that? Is that like a... It's kind of like a dirty martini, but it's like a dirty White Russian?
Pickled Russian?
A Russian pickle? I don't know.
A Russian pickle-tini?
What I thought was really even funnier is that you took the pickle straw and replaced your crotch cumber with that. Do you like that one better?
Yeah.
Is it the cream on it, or?
I think so. Maybe it was the warmth, because you had it. You were using it before the show. I think it was the warmth from...
I wasn't using that. That was the pickle from his White Russian you stuffed in your pants. My crotch cumber's across the room. I know they smell similar.
Oh. Yeah, they do. A couple hours in your pants, and the crotch cumber comes stinking.
Yeah, well, it's been in there for a couple of weeks again. As I said earlier, in my defense, it's a couple of weeks old. So...
Well, anyway, we got the show back. They left all this awesome equipment here. We can use it for a couple of days.
I don't think he's coming back. We poisoned him pretty good with that gluten.
Well...
You gave him like 1,000 times the dosage of a normal glutonian.
Yeah, I could hear his stomach, like, basically sizzling, you know, like acid would burn through tissue.
Yeah.
That's what it was like. So, he may be fucked for a while.
So, are glutonians from the planet Gluto? Or I guess scientists said Gluto is no longer a planet.
Maybe you should ask Neil deGrasse Tyson, because I'm not the expert. I'm a sexpert, but not an expert.
Why don't you kiss my deGrasse, Tyson?
Ooh, that sounds nasty. Mm. And speaking of nasty.
Getting sexy in space.
Yeah, space nasty.
Getting space nasty. Zero gravity.
Zero gravity, space nasty.
Check
nasty,
out my space nasty. Balls. Speaking of which, did you hear there might be another space balls movie?
I did.
That is exciting news.
Yes, it is exciting. I've heard people that are like pissed about it. It's pretty dumb.
How can you get pissed about that?
Dude,
there's 7 Star Wars soon. There's going to be a 7th Star Wars movie.
There are seven Fast and Furious. Soon to be 8.
And didn't Spaceballs cover all 3 of the first Star Wars movies? So, or that is to say, 4, 5, and 6.
So are they going to...
They cover,
do every episode, like a spoof of every episode?
I wish they had. They would have had to make one like 10 years ago when the first episodes came out, as in episodes 1, 2, and 3 came out. And they had their opportunity then, which would have been great.
I would love to see what they would do with Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah, that would have been... Oh, man, that would have been hilarious. I wonder if they'll touch on that at all or not.
Or is it it's too late of a joke? Like, nobody will get it?
I don't know.
Because I noticed, there are people that could just forget about it. They only really see it, and then they just forget, like, mm-hmm. a year later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Attention, people. Take mind pills and stuff.
That's one of
my biggest pet peeves is people that don't remember shit.
Yeah, especially the name of mind pills.
Yeah.
I hate when people
forget. So take your mind pills and your space vitamins.
Yeah. What the fuck?
And get lurt, all right? That's all I got to say.
Get lurt.
Get lurt.
Is that what kids are saying these days? Is that how they're foreshortening alert?
You know, that would be like, you know how when you were in school and they had some kind of like campaign for, I don't know, like get out and play or something like that? And they have like a stupid slogan that's like,
Get alert.
Or something like that.
Yeah, I know.
And you're like,
I don't know what.
As a kid, you're just like, that's dumb. It's so dumb. I don't even want to participate now. Like, you need to have something like cool and extreme for kids. At least that's how I was. I was kind of a.
In my school, their campaign for fitness was called
Rad Dude.
Go big or fuck off.
I like it.
Yeah.
Go big or fuck off. Is that directed towards Mr. Leahy?
No.
Oh.
Why would that? No. God damn it, Eric. Focus. We're talking about kids' health here.
Retention, people.
Yeah. Retain your attention. Retention.
Retention.
That's right. Pay retention.
Potential.
Pay potential retention to what we have to say here, because your kids are getting fat. Let's just get and parents, pull your kids away from the podcast. And again, why are your kids listening to our podcast? Like, you're the worst parents.
The worst.
But are they out of the room? Good.
Can we
count kids
those?
Are fucking fat. They're all fucking fat. Get control of your kids' eating. You can't feed them pie for breakfast, lunch, and dinner anymore, all right?
Can we
God damn
count
it.
The children as a listener? That'd be one more listener.
Nah, they're under the age of 12. Kids under the age of 12 are not prohibited here. So I'm going to be going to that craft fair this weekend. I don't know about you, or when was it? It's in June. I guess I've got to wait for a while.
Yeah, it's on my birthday. It's weird.
Monster Craft Jam, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Monster Craft Jam. Sunday, Friday.
I am always jealous of the guys that can do those like monster truck voices.
Yeah, I wish you could.
I know. And it's actually, before we got married, it was one thing my wife said
that she was kind of
disappointed. Mm-hmm. Not you.
Oh, wait, you're married to someone else too?
Yes, my wife.
Damn it.
I have a man wife and a wife. But that was one thing she told me before we got married, is she was disappointed that I wasn't very good at doing a monster truck voice.
Mm-hmm.
I try, but she told me to never do it again, so I never will.
You gotta do it in the bedroom, I think.
Oh.
That might turn it around for you.
Should I just, like, scream at a vagina like that?
Yeah, like, here comes Pipe Layer!
Oh. That's nasty.
Yeah. And then you could be like, where is Pipe Layer? Pipe Layer is in his pipe layer.
Pipe Layer extraordinaire.
And then you can call him Pipe Larry as a...
Or, like...
That's his nickname. Pipe Larry.
Cum Blaster.
Cum Blaster and Pipe Layer. Oh, no, that's... I guess that would be a threesome, right?
Yeah, but then you'd want to add a foursome. Mm-hmm. You could have, like, Dick Slammer.
Here comes Cock Boy and Dick Slammer.
Yeah, you'll be at the edge of your seat.
That's a lot of dicks just for your
and,
wife.
And since you're leaning forward, there'll be so many dicks in your face.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, that's why people pay the big money to be there.
Basically. Did you know that? I heard this the other day. This is just an interesting fact. That
I'll be the judge of that.
Okay. Well, one of Mandy's coworkers said that she's taking her kids to the Monster Truck Show.
Uh-huh.
And kids' seats are like $10.
Right.
They tell you that over and over in the commercials.
Mm-hmm.
But it turns out the adult seats are like $50.
Oh, man. So they don't mention it. They're just
Kids
are just $10. And you get there and it's like, that'll be $947, please. Like, but a kid, yeah, you didn't. It's $937 for the adult.
And then you
got to
pay for parking.
Parking is
and then,
not free. Park at your own risk.
There's this thing where you can go down in the pits and meet the drivers. Like, if they talk you into getting a package deal.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's way cheaper if you get the package deal. But then you have to spend, like, 2 hours walking around the pits, and like, you know, as a kid that's cool as hell, but as an adult you're like
show's over, let's go home, I've got a nap to take,
I have a headache from all the fumes and the
this entire place is one big cloud of fumes. Unbelievable. Smog.
Yeah, go to the hospital and die because of all the fumes. But yeah, I just thought that was interesting, the fact that, you know, you go there thinking kids seats are only $12 or $10, not too bad, and then you bring like 5 adults because you have so many kids to watch, and then you end up paying like $400.
Yeah, fuck that. That seems like just about everything these days. Like, everything's just out to make money and so expensive these days. We went down to see the duck. Remember the duck on the point?
Yeah.
Floating down the river, that giant duck. And it was $10 fucking parking. I got there. We got there kind of late. I parked my car, paid $10, got out. Went to see the duck. We were there for about 10 minutes. It was like 11 o'clock at night, and a cop came through and said, park's closed, guys. You got to go. So we all left, and I paid $10 for literally 10 minutes. It was $1 a minute.
That's highway robbery.
Isn't that insane?
Those are pirates, you know.
Lady upstairs is washing dishes again.
Yeah.
Dude, it's
and
ridiculous.
That dog, too. Her dog would just not quit barking because she won't feed it.
Well, she keeps...
She kicks it.
She counts it feeding it when she fires paintballs full of gravy at it.
Oh, did you hear?
And it has to lick the gravy off its own body. It's really cool.
Wait, gravy-filled paintballs.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Grant balls.
You could shoot one of those into my mouth.
It might be all right, but don't go to face paintball.
Let me put
at the
a
craft fair.
Okay, here. Let me put a spoonful of mashed potatoes in my mouth, and then you shoot a gravy paintball.
All right, and then what I'll do is I'll take 3 paintballs, 2 shaint balls, and 1 grain ball, and we'll see which one you get. We'll just mix them together and fire.
Oh, it's like a shaint roulette.
Yeah, it's a shaint ball roulette. Oh, that's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
It could be
a chance that I get fed, or it could be a chance that I'm going to smell like shit.
Yeah, it just might be
shit in my mouth.
Mouthful of ass gravy.
Ass gravy.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah. So, grave
ass. Is that like you get that ass gravy from eating Auntie Barb's casserole?
Yeah, or if you go down to what was it, Mr. Wu's
dung cakes. Yeah,
you get a mouthful
smell
of ass.
That good
smell that ass right in
I think
face.
It what was it smell that goodness
I don't know whatever
smell
it
that.
Was he's wrong.
Yeah, I saw these guys on the show I've been watching, and they're like tracking gorillas and stuff, and they were
tracking gorillas.
Yeah, and they how do they tell they're so close?
The Mountain Men show.
No, this is Idiot Abroad.
Oh.
Yeah, he wanted to see a gorilla,
mm-hmm.
and he was in Africa, and they tracked a gorilla.
Oh, that's that guy, that British dude.
Carl, yeah.
Carl Pilkington?
I think that's it.
Okay.
He's funny. He's a funny guy.
Yeah, he's
but,
an idiot, right?
Yeah, he's an idiot abroad.
Yeah.
I'm plugging it for them.
Oh, yeah. I hope we're getting paid for this.
But, yeah, these guys are, like, licking the gorilla turds. They like dip their finger in the gorilla turds and they taste it, and they can determine how long it's
Ew.
Been there, and they know how close they are.
Oh.
They're like, oh, this is like a 40-minute shit.
Mm. That reminds me of this. Mm. There's like,
and there's one guy that's like, hmm, that's sweet. Oh. You can taste the sweetness. And he's like sucking on his finger.
Oh. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Well, that reminds me of, don't they have these cats that like eat some sort of coffee bean and then they eat the cat, they use the cat shit to make coffee? Or it's like some animals.
Now that sounds like something that would happen in Japan.
I don't know if it's Japan. It's somewhere in Asia, I think. But yeah, it's fucked up. Like, come on, man. I don't care how good it tastes. It's cat shit or whatever the hell animal it is.
Hey, hey, guy, come here. Let me see your cat.
Maybe it's a bat. Maybe it's bat shit guano.
Bat shit.
You know what? That might be the case, but I think there's two different guano. Types. There's two different types of shit coffee, I think, out there. I'll have to do some research
shit
one day.
Shit coffee. I've never heard of this shit coffee before. It's a good thing I don't drink coffee, so I don't accidentally drink shit coffee.
Yeah. Well,
hey, hon, have you seen this shit coffee?
I don't know, man. I'm not going to give up all coffee just because some of it might be shit coffee. I think it's properly labeled, and I think it's like $50 a pound, too.
Hmm. You come in the front door. Hey, hon, I forgot to get my shit coffee. Do you have any? No, dear. Go to the store and get some. And, shit coffee.
And on your way out, can you polish the doorknob for me? Thanks, honey.
No problem.
We're using all your mouth sound effects because you did the door one.
Yeah, that was...
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Did you leave the door open again?
What was J-Pro talking about earlier? That was hilarious when he said he left the toilet seat up and his wife
fell in. Oh, yeah, she went right in it.
I could just imagine that reaction because, like, he's probably fast asleep.
Oh, shit.
And then he just hears, like... What the fuck? And he has no idea that, you know, she's
ass deep,
and like he probably peed in there too. And thumbs up. We get a thumbs up.
Yeah, we gotta
and
get so him
she's
a
got
microphone.
Like pee water, and you know she's embarrassed and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he probably like woke up and was like, oh, what happened? And then he hears her like, I'm in the fucking toilet. Blah, blah. And then he knows right then and that he's like he's in some deep shit, and she's also in some deep shit as well.
Oh my god. Was that all a big lead up to that end part?
Yeah, that joke right there.
It's not bad. I'll let that go.
Thanks.
I'll leave that in. I won't edit that out.
Okay.
J-Pro, don't edit that out. Edit that out.
Thumbs up. But I just want to know, J-Pro, was she pretty mad at you? Two thumbs down.
Yeah. Yeah, microphone someday.
Yeah. you know, that was, they left everything else, but that Kevin guy had something, he was all about that microphone. I saw him, like, rubbing it on his face.
And crotch.
So we let him take that.
He dipped it in his white Russian and just kind of, like, slurped the white Russian out of the windscreen.
Yeah.
It was disgusting.
So, sorry. We'll get you a microphone someday.
Yeah.
Thumbs
one
up.
One of these days.
Thumbs up.
Maybe. Anyway, my goddamn car is broken. We talked about that earlier.
Yeah, a little bit.
I need to get that fucking
fixed.
Yeah,
we spent, like, 5 hours yesterday fucking with that shit.
Like $200.
Yeah. And like three or four trips to the parts store.
Yeah. It was terrible.
And then three or four trips to the asylum.
Which is where we're going to end up.
Yes.
After all.
Carless and in a straitjacket.
Carless and brainless.
Yeah.
In Seattle.
Oh, they're going to give you a lobotomy?
Yeah. That would probably be an improvement.
So this sounds like the sequel to Shutter Island. Have you seen that movie?
Yeah, well, yeah, that was a great movie. I've seen it a few times.
But this could be like the sequel because at first, it just, we think we're fixing our vehicle or fixing your vehicle, and then all of a sudden we're batshit insane in an asylum.
There was no vehicle.
No, it never was a vehicle. It was just we were thinking that we were on a vehicle.
Yeah, and turns out I'm actually just a pickle in a white Russian this whole time. I think I'm a human being, but I'm just dreaming. I'm somebody's dream.
And I'm just a crotch cumber inside Sean's pants.
Look, Eric, something I've learned today is that when it comes down to it, aren't we all just crotch cumbers in someone's white Russian dream?
Yes. It sounds like a song, like a Jefferson
We're
Starship.
We're all just crotch cumbers in someone else's white Russian dream.
Hmm. It's very good. I would add absolutely nothing to that, so I'm just going to stand back and let you do the work.
Yeah, that is a fucking...
I'm terrible at singing.
That is right out of the gate a hit. The hit of 2015.
Yeah, I like it. We just throw some beat behind it.
We're basically already millionaires. We might as well buy yachts today.
Okay.
on just knowing how great that song is.
Mm.
Fantastic. Let's
walk into a bank on a Sunday and say, hey, I want $1 million loan, asshole. Open up on Sunday because my balls are huge.
That's the reason you should open up your bank on a Sunday, because my balls are quite large.
Yes.
Look at the size of these testicles. These are bank-opening testicles.
Open your fucking bank. Get it off your lazy boy, into your fucking suit, open that bank on a Sunday, and open a fucking line of credit for me, you asshole.
For my left and right testicles separately. Yeah.
Did you know, though, there are a few banks that are open on Sundays? I think Squirrel
Based
Hill.
Based entirely on the size of the patron's testicles?
Yes. There's a testicle
window
scanner.
It's a little window.
In the vestibule of the building.
Oh, because last time I was there, they didn't have the scanner yet, and you had to just droop your balls down into a sort of a drawer that they pushed out from the wall, and then they would inspect them.
Well, I think yours were so small they didn't register.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
That is true.
It said, what is this two kidney beads and a piece of rice doing in here?
Yeah. What's with this, what is this? The lice?
Is this a lice cock?
What is this, a fucking, do you have?
A lice cock.
A lice's dandruff flake.
Damn.
And two electrons.
Let me get my microscope out to see your lice dick.
Yeah, this is so small, it's negative sized, and it actually breaks the time-space continuum. That's how small it is.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
The reverse black hole.
If you look, try to gaze into my crotch, you see into the past. That's how small it is.
So you're kind of like really, really big man, but with the dick of the future.
Really, really small dick.
Really, really small dick man.
Past dick man!
Past dick man!
I think we did that joke already. Past dick.
No. Past tense?
A dick so small that you could see into the past. I swear to God, we've done this twice in our episodes.
Maybe we're staring into the dick right now.
I think we are. Are we looking into my dick right now?
I can't stop looking at your dick. Breaking up. Can't stop dick looking. Ah!
Dude, come on, man. Spoilers. Everyone might not have seen Interstellar yet.
Oh.
So they don't know that's how it ends.
Oh, spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Sorry, guys.
Everyone's looking at dicks.
Sorry, guys. Turns out the entire movie of Interstellar takes place.
Discussing everyone's meat gazing.
Oh, fuck. All right.
Tune in at 5 to see exactly what meat gazing means.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's about it for us today.
Yeah? You think we should shut it down?
Let's wrap it up and shut her down.
All right.
That's about it.
Put her to rest.
I mean, we really can't follow up on the meat gazing thing.
Oh, yeah. We can't. No. Definitely can't.
All right, Eric. Well.
All right, Derek. I mean, Sean.
Yeah. Well.
D-A-R-E-K.
Oh, that's fucking
Derek.
Mean. That's just mean. I can't believe you did that to me.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like you'd be, yo, Derek, what's up?
Well, at least at night I should be safe.
Derek. I get it. Okay. Good joke there.
I'm sorry.
Lead it out.
All right, you guys, we're going to get out of here. And remember, if you cast it, they will pod.
Yeah.
Why does it sound so much like you're reading that from a note card?
Because I am.
Chill your balls.
Chill your balls.
Or maybe we'll give you a reach around polish. Fativa and I take your family jewels in back. So come on down, Casador Brothers. And we will take a look at your family jewels and stuff them into a little bag and pull the drawstring and maybe cut off your dick and balls and keep them for ourselves.
Fativa like.
Fativa like to eat them at night. Eat, chew on your balls.
It's my favorite thing.
Eat your testicles. It's disgusting.
That's us. Casador Brothers.
Oh, the joke was I couldn't even tell. I was just making finger movements.
I knew on the fourth count, though. I'm coming in.
All right.